A deputy sheriff car, the color of a dung beetle, pulls over on the shoulder of a county gravel road somewhere in northwestern Ohio. And getting out on the passenger side of the car is a tall, thin man dressed in a pumpkin orange coverall and brand new cardboard leather crayon yellow work boots. The heat quavers off the top of the car, and the man is soaking with sweat as he wrestles a bulging plastic backpack from the front seat. Several pages of handwritten manuscript spill out of a side pocket where a zipper is broken and begin to blow away in the wind. The man dances awkwardly, flailing beneath a rising funnel of papers, and it's like chasing after suddenly set loose cooped-up chickens. The deputy sheriff in wraparound sunglasses gets out of the car to watch and laugh. The man slips on the gravel in his new work boots, loses his balance, and falls down hard on his butt, the palms of his hands splitting open as he tries to catch himself in the loose chalky stones of the road. He bounces right up and retrieves the last escaping page, blown flat onto the sticky-haired stems of a roadside patch of Queen Anne's lace. He folds the pages, each apparently a precious beauty, carefully, back into the loaf of the manuscript, now wet with petals of blood. The deputy sheriff can't stop laughing. "What's the papers?" "My book." "Fuck you. I'm a local historian." "Shit me. What I like to write anyway. Suck on this. I call it Big Woods, a local history. You won't last a week. History's written by those who write it. Or you're back in jail. Or dead. Thanks for the confidence. There's a state line. Huh? This is Ohio. There's Indiana. What'd you say? You goddamn fool." The deputy sheriff gets back in the county sheriff's car and squeals away, siren wailing down the road. A swarming blanket of limestone dust and carbon dioxide exhaust fumes embrace the stick figure hero of this tale, as surely as the whale swallowed Jonah. For a brief moment, the reader loses sight and sense of where this paragraph is going. But the toxic opacity settles, and a little kid's toy police car fishtails its boiling behind into the vanishing point of Big Sky, Ohio. Our poor clod of earth limp-wristedly waves goodbye, blows a kiss, stands alone in the middle of a gravel road between two cornfields, his size 16 feet on two sides of the state line, a tall, dark, angular stick of a man in possession of the contents of the plastic backpack and the institutional clothing on his back. A potato face with a head of white straw, gunny sack of skin and bones woven from dust, cobwebs, and corn stalks, smelling of mold, vinegar, and dung, a planter of spitter apple trees, and apparently as well someone with an earnest, honest need to write words down on paper, however rough-hewn, bare-knuckly, raw and sore and swollen with cliché, whatever bruising rhyme and impossible prose those words betray. His smiling blue eyes say he's 25. But his body, like a hard-worked length of galvanized chain, says he could be 50. Seeds and words, giving his whole life away. Out of the darkness of a smoky cornfield, a red-winged blackbird materializes to negotiate an elegant maneuver around our man's westward-ho nose, crosses the burning road in a flash, and parabolically disappears into another cornfield. Welcome to Indiana,